This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody is asking in most of America and definitely in Europe, where they're seeing temperatures that they're just not used to this time of year, because something has happened that's changed when it comes to what's going on in our world. I mean, in all seriousness, it's at the point where in Texas and in other parts of the U.S., it is so bad, especially Texas, though, that you've got the power company monitoring where people are keeping their thermostat. I, of course, coming from the great state of Texas, have many, many friends in the Lone Star State, and boy, oh boy, all day long, that's what I'm getting texts about. I cannot believe how bloody hot it is. I cannot believe what is happening with my thermostat, because I think the concern is over the power grid once again. So, hey, my name's Kate Delaney. It's great, as always, to be with you here on this show, my show that I've done for 15 years, America Tonight, and it's a snapshot of what's going on in our world. What is the common denominator so often? And talking about the weather, of course, is always something that that we do regardless. But especially now, we're hearing so much about the heat, about when is it going to stop? What kind of records are we shattering? I mean, extreme heat is baking places that just are not used to it. And, you know, one third of the U.S. population is under heat advisories. And next week, it could get even worse. Is it possible that you could see temperatures that, again, you haven't seen in a very, very long time? So heat alerts cover more than 20 states. And Wednesday, across the southern plains and part of the northeast, the temperatures are going to soar above the century mark for 60 million people. 60 million people. So that means one-third, just think of this, we're going to go down the numbers lane, one-third of the U.S. population is under heat advisories and excessive heat warnings, more than 80% of the U.S. population. So if we do the math, that's 265 million Americans are going to see 90 degrees or more over the next 7 days. Triple digits, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and the East Coast is going to jump into this mix, too, as well. So I know in Oklahoma, I don't want to leave you out. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas set another unofficial record on Tuesday for demand. And I think this is their concern, how intense the heat is and what is that doing to the grid. I mean, even if people are reassured, oh, no, no, don't worry, don't worry. I think they are worried. They're worried about their AC is what they're worried about, and whether or not it's still going to be on, and they're going to feel that burn in a much, much different way. Can you imagine all the people working outdoors, what that would be like? You know, I say that often about Florida. It's not an oppressive heat or humidity to me, but I'm not out in it all day long. It'd be a much different story if you found yourself in that situation. Look, a transformer even burst into flames at Hoover Dam. Of all the things happening there, but it happened around 10 in the morning when a transformer caught fire. They got it out about 30 minutes later, and there wasn't a risk, because the first concern there is, was there a risk to the power grid? There wasn't a risk there, and power was still being generated from the powerhouse. Because, of course, the Hoover Dam is where Lake Mead meets the Colorado River on the border of Arizona and Nevada. And I used to live there, and I've talked about this. It's really something you should put on your bucket list if you've never toured it. It's a massive dam that was built in the mid-30s, and it generates enough hydroelectric power to serve about 1.3 million people. But with that comes the risks if something were to happen to it. So when the fire happened, immediately, same thing as in Texas, the concern is, what is going to happen to the grid? What's possibly going to shake this thing up? Is anything going to shake this thing up? All right, speaking of shaking things up, because so many of you, and we're going to go to the mailbag coming up a little bit later in this hour, plus we have Fair or Foul, Jeremy Paulson will join us. We talk about things that you probably think about, whether they're fair or foul. Is it fair to eat oatmeal for dinner? Yes. If you like it and it tastes good and it's easy to make, why not? Is it fair to buy lottery tickets thinking that that's going to be your retirement? Well, that's a whole different story. But the Mega Millions jackpot, because I actually had a couple of people ask me about that, has jumped up to $555 million. That's a whole lot of money, right? It's the fifth largest in lottery history. So lots and lots of people lining up to perhaps have a shot at winning. They would have a shot at winning the jackpot, even if it's an incredible long shot. But the jackpot made people want to go out and buy a lottery ticket. So if you did win, the question becomes, are you going to still work? Would you still work if you won an extraordinary amount of money? And that's what somebody sent me in the mailbag. Sid said, Kate, if you seem like you love what you do. If you won the Mega Millions or a whole lot of money, would you still continue to work? And the answer to that is it would be a much abbreviated schedule. Let's put it this way. So the winning numbers, because I got asked it so much in the mail, I'll take care of it at the top. 2, 31, 32, 37, 70. The mega ball was 25. So 2, 31, 32, 37, 70. The mega ball, 25. Just for grins. If somebody did win it, and winners almost always go for the cash prize, the Mega Millions for you, taking out, of course, taxes and everything, would be $316.9 million in cash. That is crazy to think about that. In other words, you would be worth still less than Jennifer Lopez's estimated worth of $400 million plus, but you'd have $316.9 million. Wow. So the feds would get their cut, most states would get their cut, and then that's what it would come out to be. That's part of what the buzz is. So when people were trying to keep cool, maybe they were in lines somewhere to turn in their numbers for Mega Million and get one of those tickets, right? One of the biggest in the history of lottery playing. It's all about sharks, and there are a lot of people claiming they're getting bitten by sharks. What's going on? Plus, it coincides with Shark Fest on Nat Geo. Jeez.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Attacks, and a lot of people from Massachusetts to Florida have been concerned about this shark interactions. You know, the fear is, what's the rest of the summer going to be like? You see a lot of red flags, especially on Long Island, to closed beaches in Boston, shark patrols in Miami, and the prospect of shark danger is making people a little bit cautious about going in the water. Here's one of the latest. Over the weekend, a 40-year-old woman was bitten on the leg, presumably by a shark, wading. So this is the thing. Not in deep water, wading in Daytona Beach shores, right? Bites reported up and down the coast, 5 on Long Island in 2 weeks, one of which injured a surfer, another a lifeguard. A 62-year-old swimmer in California had major injuries to his stomach, arm, and leg in an attack last month. Thank goodness that some good Samaritans helped him or he wouldn't be alive. And, you know, last year, just to compare this, only one person in the U.S. died from an unprovoked shark attack, and that was a man who was boogie boarding in a place where I used to live. I used to live in Morro Bay. He was boogie boarding in Morro Bay on Christmas Eve, which is interesting because I never, ever swam in those waters ever. There were seals. It was cold. Didn't do it. I dove a few times, but never swam. Researchers with the International Shark Attack File recorded 73 unprovoked incidents last year, an uptick from the decade-low 52 in 2020. But I don't know, how likely is it that you could get a shark bite at the beach? I still think it's not likely. But when you hear about it, it does raise your antenna, and it does make people you know, think about it. I just wanted to give you the perspective, though. As somebody who is boating, as somebody who is swimming, as somebody who loves the water, the lifetime risk of dying from an auto accident is 1 in 84. This is statistics, by the way, provided by the Shark Attack File, part of the Florida Museum. In comparison, people have a 1 in 5 chance of dying of heart disease, 1 in 7 of dying of cancer. You get the idea here. And what are activities, particularly talking about, you know, sharks? 4,000 people in the U.S. die from drowning every year. So the risk of a shark attack is unlikely. It's just that more shark attacks are reported in the U.S. than any other country. 60% and 38% of all shark attacks globally in 2021 happened in the state of Florida. And of course, we heard of the 17-year-old who was scalloping off the coast of Keaton Beach near Tallahassee. That happened earlier this month when a 9-foot shark approached her and bit her. Luckily, her Addison Bethea's brother, Rhett, pulled her to safety, and she had to have her leg amputated above the knee. So that part is obviously sad. I mean, they were scalloping, and it's interesting. I was talking to my brother who said, wow, he had been scalloping with his wife and son and not thinking about it, but, you know, that could be a place where sharks pop up. So there are shark patrols. I noticed when I was at the beach recently, one weekend, there were planes and there were drones that occasionally were flying overhead. They didn't say that there were shark sightings, there was no shark bites, there wasn't any of that. They were just out of an abundance of caution, they were adding a layer, right? I think in New York is where it's particularly scary. What somebody will tell you who is skilled in ocean research, etc., that if there are sharks in your area, it means that it's a healthy ecosystem, right? That they've gotten better. The waters off New York City are bearing more what they would call fruit, and that's why you're seeing these sharks that you normally wouldn't have seen. So I hope people aren't scared off of being in the ocean. But just don't go back and watch the old, even though it's still corny, don't watch any of the Jaws movies. And just watch the Nat Geo Shark Fest with one eye open. And they talk about good things that the sharks do, again, to the ecosystem. But when you hear the stories and you see the headlines where they say there's so much blood, a shark attacking a seal off Nantucket and Cape Cod beaches closed to swimming after great white shark sightings. And on social media, big giant alerts, shark alert, white shark alert. Yeah, you're not going to have people that are going to say, you know what, I think I'm okay. I don't think I'm going to swim today. And I can see that. I can see the concern, especially for great white. When people talk about seeing great whites, that's a whole different story. All right, so what else is buzzing across the U.S.? I think that there's a lot of conversation about this bystander at the mall who, frankly, saved a lot of people outside of Indianapolis in Greenwood, Indiana, and that happened on Sunday night. There was a gunman who opened fire on a food court, and here you had Elijah Dickin, who was there with his girlfriend shopping. And he calmly, within 2 minutes, was able to take out Douglas Shapirman, who had fired 24 rounds from an AR-15-style rifle. And Dickin had a Glock handgun he was legally carrying, and he neutralized him. Right away, the police chief said when was asked about it at a news conference on Monday that more people would have died if not for a responsible armed citizen that took action very quickly within just a handful of minutes of the shooting. So saving his girlfriend's life, obviously, and the other people as well. And he was even directing people very calmly. So bravo for that. He is absolutely a hero. Didn't have any kind of formal training, none of that in his background, but knew what to do, knew how to use the gun and use the gun. I mean, this is one of the arguments that often people will make, that if you were in that situation, especially it seems the world we live in these days, wouldn't you want to have someone like him who knew what to do and calmly did it and neutralized the shooter who was trying to randomly just kill people, just shoot at open targets? So to me, he should get a plaque to the city of Keio, whatever. He probably doesn't care about that. But, you know, now he's processing that. I mean, he's a good Samaritan. He stopped the shooter. He saved lives. Everybody, I'm sure, is incredibly grateful. But he has got to process also what he's gone through. And immediately, of course, they took him to the station. They interviewed him. And what he said definitely gelled with the video from the scene. So once again, I mean, this kid is absolutely 100% a hero. And I'd have to say that, and I've said this before in these airwaves, if I were in a situation like that, I would hope and pray that I had somebody that could act the way that he acted, because you know, again, he saved, I'm sure, countless lives, because as fast as somebody can react and run and scramble and hide and do whatever they have to do, you are a target when someone is shooting into from a high position, like the parade that we saw in Highland Park, Illinois, like this situation here. You are vulnerable, incredibly vulnerable. And there's no way, unless they're already there very close to the scene, like right outside the door, anybody's going to get there quicker than him reacting the way that he did. All right, that's some of what you had to say in the mailbag, and we're going there next to get your thoughts on all kinds of things.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tens of millions of Americans are facing extreme heat today through the rest of the week. the heat expected to stick with folks through the rest of this week with very little relief in sight until next week. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa on ways you can avoid heat exhaustion.
Number one, the most important thing is limit your time outdoors. It only takes a matter of minutes before you can start to experience some of the heat-related symptoms. Also, you want to be careful between the hours of 11 and 3 where their most UV rays are emitted and also where it's the hottest. So be careful during 11 and 3 p.m.
The White House says President Biden will sign executive orders on climate change this week. The president attending a climate change event in Massachusetts tomorrow. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 754 points today. This is USA Radio News. The Senate continues negotiations on a slimmed-down version of the CHIPS Act, which aims to increase U.S. production of critical semiconductor chips. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, warns inaction on domestic chip manufacturing could set the country back for many years.
If we allow other nations to lead the way on chips, the days of America leading the world in scientific innovation, the days of America being the leading economic and military power in the world, may actually be over.
Chip manufacturers are supporting the slimmed-down version of the bill. The Manhattan District Attorney is dropping murder charges against a bodega worker. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg dropping the charges against Jose Alba in the fatal stabbing of a man who attacked him inside the bodega on July 1st. The DA's office saying it couldn't prove Alba wasn't justified in his use of deadly physical force. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Ah, yes, we are in the mailbag. Let's go to this one from Jimbo. And Jimbo says, Kate Delaney, that's why we want people to have concealed handguns. And you say it all the time, responsible dude, young guy, who did the right thing, calmly did what he had to do, taking out the nut job who was firing rounds of ammunition at people who were simply milling around a mall and eating dinner, minding their own business. I say congratulations to him. He is a good guy with a gun. Ba-dum-bum. Yep, he is a good guy with a gun. That sounds like a bizarre headline, but yep, Jimbo, I agree. I mean, I said it. Look, I am for responsible gun ownership. I say that all the time. You had someone like him who was comfortable, knew what to do, even directing people within that short 2 minutes, and he took aim, fired, and neutralized, took out the kid, who was on a mission to just shoot up people who were sitting ducks. Terrible. All right, one more in that direction, and this one is from Melissa. Kate, I didn't used to be what some would call pro-gun, although I hate the pro-gun, against guns movement, period, in general, because that is too simplified as to what I think it's really all about. The fact is that the young man knew his way around the Glock. Obviously, he had practice. Obviously, it was legal. And when he was put in a situation that is unthinkable in a town that you would never think that, with a girlfriend, simply shopping, he easily could have not had that with him, paid attention, and done what he did. But he was calm, cool, collected, and that's exactly, young or old, the person you want around you when you're in that situation, when you are not somebody carrying a legal weapon. And if there were more people like him, I think more people would understand how valuable that kind of a person could be in an unthinkable situation, a situation none of us want to ever, ever find ourselves in. Well said. I mean, who wants to find themselves in that situation? Not I. And it's sad that our world has been shattered by it. You don't have to be overly paranoid, but going to a 4th of July parade, sending your kid off for the last week of school, being in a place of worship, simply going to a mall, you know, this is what can happen. And this is what happened there in the middle of the country, in a place that was a small suburb close to Indianapolis, but not Indianapolis, because people seem to think, well, if you're in a big city, oh, you know, if you're in Philly, if you're in Indianapolis, if you're in Chicago, if you're in the bigger city in the States, that's where the danger lurks. But boy, that's not true. It can happen anywhere. And of course, 100% I agree, if you have someone like that in the midst of the crowd, and he does what he did, he saved people. There is, I just don't think we can deny that. He absolutely did. All right, let's move on to something else. Let's move on to this. This one is from Drew. Drew says, Kate, I happened to see this come across the tube when I was watching Jeopardy, but did you see the deal about the man who was working the parking lot and for Law and Order, and he was shot and killed? Like, it was like a hit where somebody went after him. He was just doing parking enforcement for the production company that was part of the that show Organized Crime, and boy oh boy, you know, that happened early in the morning, and I guess they couldn't save his life. But I thought, how odd is that, that there you are working on this kind of a set, and he has probably the easiest and the most unassuming of jobs, and his life is taken. Do you think there's more to that story? Well, you know, they're still processing that crime scene, I'm sure, or the aftermath of trying to figure out what happened. I mean, he was sitting in his car. He was saving parking spots for the crew, for people to be able to park. And, you know, he was at a point, I know that area. It was in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, when, who knows, the car opens and boom, they fire at him and they hit him in the neck and the head. And the person who shot him ran off, and you were right. They couldn't save his life, and they took him to the hospital, and they're trying to find a motive. You know, was it something personal against this 31-year-old? His name was Johnny Pizarro from Queens. Was it something that they knew where he was and it was a personal thing and they went after him, or was it just a random hit thing, which would be so strange? And what are they going to say? They just say, look, our hearts go out to his family and friends, and please respect their privacy. You know, again, Law and Order, that whole series is popular, and they film it in the middle of New York City. They shut down random streets. So this was a very, it seems like it could be a very random thing, but I don't know. Was it a personal attack? We don't know that at this point. All right, how about this one from Sam? Oh, Kate, we are baking in Texas. It is awful. I live in Austin, and it's not just Dallas, but in Austin and all over the place, there is some dangerous heat, sister. We are definitely eating a lot of popsicles. We are definitely hitting the community pool as much as possible, although it's almost like being in a bath because the water is pretty warm. And when you have so many days in a row, which is what we've had, you know, when you're going into 3-4 weeks of these all-time high temperatures, it makes it that much worse. And there is a lot of woe and a lot of people that might be used to the heat, but are not used to this intense heat for this long and for this amount of time in a day, right? I can't imagine anybody who doesn't have air conditioning and we're scared to death that they're going to take the air away from us because of the hits it's taking to the power grid. You might have escaped the Lone Star State after enjoying all the spoils of living in a wonderful place at the right time. You're a fan. So I'm glad you're my fan. I did enjoy the spoils of living in a wonderful place. I have a couple of speaking engagements coming up in the fall where I'm coming back to the great state of Texas. And by then, we should be seeing cooler temperatures, thank goodness. But it is, you know, it's tough to take, right? I lived in Texas when there was many, many days of heat. But I don't think I ever lived... In the long time that I lived there, I don't think I ever lived there where it was that many extreme days in a row. I mean, it's interesting because the weather people, now it's almost like a comedy routine. What can they come up with to tell you how everybody's on fire? What can they tell you about the weeks ahead? Is there anything in sight that's going to cool everybody off? I mean, you got heat waves also, not just in the U.S., in Europe and London. And it's crazy. You know, I mean, it's crazy because of the length. The consistency of the pounding, I think, is what is making people absolutely crazy. And then, of course, you have the push-pull of climate. And is this climate change and this extreme weather, that this heat wave that we're feeling, and there's a lot of scientists who are reacting to that. That, you know, where is it where humans emit as little greenhouse gas as possible? It offsets the rest to stop heat waves from becoming even worse that are deadly and disruptive. But I saw that quote from somebody. And they just want to break. I mean, this. I think people that want an explanation, they just want to break. Like, you can give me the explanations for what you think is happening, but I just want to break from it. Can you just tell me when there's going to be a break? When is that break going to happen? All right, and one last one. I got this one from Michael, who says, Kate, thanks for having people on from the Ukraine that are there. You had a couple of friends that were there trying to help out. And I hope we don't forget what's happening to the innocent people there. Ukraine would be an ally. I went there. My family knew people there. I went there, and it was a wonderful place to visit. And it's sad to see how Russia has destroyed so many beautiful, beautiful areas. And I agree with you. I don't think that Putin anytime soon is going to pull out of trying to take over whatever piece of Ukraine that he can ultimately get. So I wish the people there the best. I hope those that can get out, get out. And the people that are fighting the good fight, keep doing what they're doing. Godspeed to President Zelensky. Yeah, I mean, look, we keep seeing this drone footage that shows some awful destruction in places that look like they could be in the United States, but they used to look that way, where people were just living normal everyday lives. But that was then. It's not the reality now, since February when Russia invaded the country. All right, coming up next, a little fun with Fair or Foul.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
End of this hour, and it's time for one of my favorite segments. It's time for Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
A hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. Hey, Jeremy Paulson, as you join us, how are you?
I am doing good.
You're doing good.
Just working.
Just working. That's like everyone else. I'm just working. There's a song about that. Just working for a living, right? You know that song. Working for a living. That's why when you were young, did you ever hear this? I bet it's like, here's a common denominator. I say that this show is about what a lot of us are experiencing in your neck of the woods, my neck of the woods. When you were a kid, did you ever hear from any parent, any older person, that you just wait till you get older when you say you're bored. You're gonna be working for the rest of your life. You should enjoy your time now.
Oh, all the time. I think every kid hears that.
Oh, I heard it constantly. Constantly. Mom, I'm bored. Really?
You know what you're in for.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen in your life. You're going to be working for a long, long time. All right. So here's the other thing that
a lot of older people, I have a funny story about this, I'll tell you in a second. A lot of older people argue about this. So there are so many butter products out there. There's real butter and there's, I can't believe it's not butter products, right? Mm-hmm. All kinds of fake butter. So is fake butter fair or foul?
Fair.
You say it's fair.
I mean, it tastes like butter.
And less calories.
Right.
Yeah. That's. But see, our generations, yours and mine, even though they're different, I think differently because definitely a lot of older people, it's no way, forget that crap, I have to have real butter. I want butter on my things.
Unless you have high cholesterol.
That's probably why people have high cholesterol. I demand to have real butter on my bread. And, you know, there is a difference in the taste. If you occasionally eat butter, I'm sorry. You can't believe it's not butter. Yeah, okay. But it's not 100% tasting like butter. I don't agree with that. Do you? You've tasted butter, obviously.
Yeah, I don't put butter on many things, so I... You know, maybe it's because I don't use butter that much.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, it tastes like butter.
Yeah, me too. I don't use butter that much either. I think, like, the one place I would use butter, but I would still do the fake butter, is corn on the cob.
Oh, yeah, corn on the cob. Yeah, right.
I love corn on the cob. Yeah,
like
corn on the
pastas.
Cob.
People put it in pastas, make it creamier.
Right. But it's just a thing. So I had a grandmother who she would only, my great-grandmother, she would only, we would all be at this place at the Jersey Shore and somebody would have to go fetch butter from the store, right? Like, oh, we're out of butter. So I'll give you $5 if you run to the store, Katie. And she would have to get Keller's butter. She was very specific. So you'd go to the store, and half the time they didn't have it. And my mother would save the carton of from Keller's, and she would put in Land O'Lakes butter. And my grandmother would never know. Like, what are we gonna do? You know, the fabulous old woman is complaining, and so we can't find this Keller's butter. It's out of it in the store. They had 5 sticks of it, and I just thought that was hilarious. And then she didn't know the difference. You know, what do you do? This is a good one along the food lines, too, because I have to remind myself, and this is a wonderful thing, but when we first moved to Florida, and of course you're moving in, there's boxes everywhere, my sister-in-law had Jimmy John's surprise us and sent over some subs. You know, I get a knock at the door, hey, sub delivery, and it's her sending us lunch. But on the, I didn't even tell her this, they gave us subs, and the subs were slathered in mayo.
They do that, yeah. I just had Jimmy John's today.
Actually. I don't like mayo like that.
Okay. Yeah, they do that. You have to ask for...
No light. Mayo. Yeah, or no. Light. Oh, my gosh. It was like a mayo machine.
Yeah.
Like, what am I eating? Mayo and some meat, I think.
Yep.
And... You know what, that is, for everybody listening, we know this in different parts of the country where you grow up. What you put on a sandwich is different. And so since I grew up in the Northeast but lived in all different parts of the country, you don't put that on subs. They put oil and vinegar and like oregano. Mm-hmm. You don't really get many sandwiches. Yes, tuna and chicken salad and stuff, but mayo on a sub is like sacrilegious in the East Coast.
I did not know that. That's a good
point. Yeah. And I'm sure there's people listening that are disagreeing. People that are bleary-eyed in their beds listening to the show in Connecticut. What is she talking about? That's not true. But
up here, it's all about mayo. Like, people love mayo.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mayo. And I do like mayonnaise and other things. I just don't like it on the
stuff.
So
you like mayonnaise better than Miracle Whip?
Oh, you know what? I wonder if I would know the difference in it. I think I would, but maybe not. I don't know.
One's like egg-based and more vinegary tasting than the other.
Right. Well, see, now that goes to this other thing that makes sense for fair or foul, since we're talking about it. I said that I didn't tell my sister-in-law, like, I thanked her. Oh, it's wonderful. That was great. You sent us lunch. But I didn't complain to her, like, hey, Listen, next time you give us a surprise sandwich, tell them not to put mayo on it, lady. You know, like, I didn't say that. That's not how I am. If you give me a present and it's like a shirt that's one size too big or one size too small, I'm not going to say, you know what, take this back. I mean, it was wonderful you sent me the present, but this just doesn't fit. I'm like the, you know what, it's wonderful. I'm good with what you gave me. I'm not picky.
I'll cut it up and make it fit. You're the one that's opening the sandwich and, like, scooping the mayo off.
I'll use it as a rag since you gave it to me, so no worries. Do you tell people if they do something nice for you if it's just a little off?
No. I say thank you, and then I, like, re-gift it.
Yeah, you and I are alike, see? Because why do you do that, though? So it's fair to do that, to protect someone's feelings. Is that why you do it? Because you don't want to hurt their feelings. It's nice that they did that.
Exactly. It's a nice gift.
It's
nice that they did that. Nice gesture, exactly. And then you re-gifting it's... You kind of like, you want it to be used. You don't want it to just sit around. Like, thank you for this gesture, but I don't want to sit around, so I'm going to re-gift it so they can use it because I know they will. You know, and then they feel good because you're giving a gesture, so it's like a circle. Like the circle of life, you know.
Right, but it's a circle they don't know about because you didn't tell them thanks for the gift you did and made a deal about it or whatever. But, oh, by the way, I'm re-gifting this, so it's going to end up in the tree at my family's house in South Dakota. But it's all good, don't worry. You just saved me a few dollars for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
gift that you don't really like. You don't want to be like, oh, that's an ugly shirt, and I'm probably not going to wear it. You're just like, thank you for this shirt. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And you take it home, and you're like, yeah, I'm never going to wear that shirt.
Unless they ask you, hey, dude, where's that shirt that I gave you? Then you're in trouble. Well, I don't know. I think it got cut up in the wash. I'm not sure.
Or you keep it on the side, so when you see them again, you can wear it. Or when you take pictures, you wear it, and you're like, oh, hey, you're wearing that shirt I got.
Yeah, you got to do a couple of selfies. You know, and that can be dangerous in some cases. I have a friend that's given me, like, jewelry. But I don't even understand how to wear the jewelry because it's like I've never seen it before. So when I react, it's like, I have no idea what piece of jewelry this is. Where does this go?
Do you wear jewelry? Because my mom, like, I've got her jewelry before, and she's just like, I never wear jewelry, but this is beautiful. And she puts in her jewelry. She, like, doesn't wear jewelry.
This is beautiful. I don't wear it, but thank you. No, but there's different things, like an ankle bracelet or, you know, I wear some, but there are things I don't know what it is. Like, how do you figure out how you hook this thing up? I'm like, wow, I have no idea. I mean, I react like, wow, this is wonderful, but I have to figure out, what is this? I do not know what this is. So we have discovered that mayo is okay for some people. Butter, we're okay with not having the real thing. And if you give us a gift, Jeremy and I are going to just gush over it, but then we're going to re-gift it. So that's funny. All right, it was fun. Fair or foul. Thanks, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
That's it for this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.